Righto, Jarvis, Port Adelaide, 149 years of tradition has gone out the window. I don't say it like that. I actually like it. Two captains now at Port Adelaide, Tom Jonas and Ollie Wines, and they should be celebrated. And joining us now is a former captain of the footy club, actually number 62.
Is he really?
The 62nd captain of that great football club, the one and only Dom Cassisi. Big day for the footy club with the announcement.
It is a massive day. Yeah, very exciting day for the footy club, and in particular the two guys that have been given the honour to lead the club for the next few years.
And I think it's really important we start there, Dom, that it's a massive honour, and these two gentlemen, Ollie Wines and Tommy Jonas, both different types, both different qualities, but I would think very deserved of getting a chance to lead this great footy club.
Yeah, definitely, and that's really the story behind these two guys is, I just hope it doesn't get lost amongst all the, you know, discussion around tradition and all that sort of stuff, which you've got to respect, but you know, look at Tommy Jonas. I remember when he first walked in the club on the rookie list and didn't come with a lot of expectation, but he worked hard, and remember him saying, I don't know how I'm going to break in the team. I don't even know how I'm going to get one game. You know, and came in as a shutdown defender, and then his development over the last sort of 4, 5, 6 years as a player, but also the way he, how strong he is around the playing group is actually an amazing story. So, he should be super proud, and as a former teammate and supporter of the footy club, I reckon it's awesome. And then for Ollie, you know, Ollie could have gone to any club he wanted to last year, and players move around pretty easily at the moment. And he was loyal, he wanted to stay, he's committed to it. And, you know, the way he leads the younger brigade there and what he will learn off working with Tommy closely over the next few years, it's going to be an awesome collaboration between the two, and we're very fortunate as a club to have two guys like that to be able to carry us on.
Dom, you got a close ear to some Port Adelaide officials down there. How long did it take them to make this decision to go with co-captains and the backlash? Has there been some backlash, you know, back to you being a former Port Adelaide champ and a captain?
I haven't had any backlash, Jarz. I mean, I know that there's plenty of noise out there about the tradition and preference for one captain, but in terms of the time frame, I mean, I don't reckon it would have. It's a normal time frame to decide on a new leader or new leaders at the club. I think it would have been the same amount of time it would have taken when they were deciding on me or Bokey or whatever. So I don't think it dragged out any further because they were deliberating. I think you know, at the end of the day, the same process applies at every club pretty much, and it's about what do the players want to live and die by in terms of trademarks and behaviours? The support staff get involved.
Yeah.
Clubs take in what the members are saying. I don't think people really understand how serious the club takes it and the exhaustive process that's involved.
Mate, you've been a modern day captain, all right? So you've played under the new Port Adelaide that's been in the AFL. How do you feel about the tradition being, and it's not being thrown out the window because, like you said, it's careful consideration, but how do you feel about the change? Do you feel one way or the other?
If the club has identified that the best thing right at this point in time is to have two captains, then that's what it is. And they know. They, you know, like as supporters, we see the guys run out for 2 hours on a weekend.
Yeah.
But it's the other 60 hours, Monday to Friday, that where the genuine leadership comes out as well.
Dom, what should happen with the number one jumper then? Because both players won't be wearing it.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's the number one jumper will probably stay at bay until there's a single captain again, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, unless they wear 0.5 each.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Mate, I'm not bad with numbers, you know, so I think each, I assume that Ollie and Jonah will wear their numbers that they've been wearing.
And then
in 3 or 4 years' time, the club might have one captain and that person were number one. Yeah. I think that's probably a roll out.
Nice.
But yeah.
Beautiful, Dom. Well,
yeah, but then you know what? One day the club might have one captain that doesn't want to wear the number one.
Well, yeah, but then he's up against the tradition of the club, and then he'll need Tom Jonas, the lawyer, to talk himself out of that and extricate himself out of that situation.
But it's interesting. It's interesting because I think Jeff Motley at one stage didn't wear number one, and Trent Cotchin wears number 9, not number 17.
Yeah, at Richmond, which is Captain Blood, Jack Dyer. Yeah, good call. Oh, well,
and he copped it at the time, but now he's a premiership captain. He's a legend.
Well, mate, why are you making things harder for everyone? We just want to know whether it's because I think
all that, all I'm saying is it's a modern game now.
Yeah.
It's a modern game. It's two captains. Some captains aren't aware of the tradition, like Cochin. I just we'll be open minded.
The game's changed. I think that's well said, mate. Beautiful.
Thanks all for your time,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, guys.
There it is. Go back to doing what you do best, mate. And we'll talk to you soon.
I've got to run, boys. I've got to run. I've got to go. All right, see you, boys.
Former Port Adelaide skipper. Dom Cassisi on the Rush Hour with Jarns and Louis. He's a big fan of the dual captains,
yeah,
Holly Wines and Tommy Jonas. It's the Rush Hour.